already? Can you believe it?
On the brink of war in Syria.
What's the president going to do? What will he decide? If there's any one of 6, 10, 12 things that we can just think of as a procedure right now.
What are the options?
What exactly are the options, military-wise? Are you for action at this point?
At this point, absolutely not.
Even though you don't want action, what would you recommend?
We should kill Assad.
You might as well kill him.
You've got 24 hours. Get out of your palace.
I think the president will look even more foolish than he is already if he doesn't use military force.
So let's look closer at those options.
Rapidly building momentum for a U.S. military response.
Almost certain that they will be
100% certain.
America may be on the verge of another war in the Middle East.
I think that's almost unavoidable.
It's not a question of if, but when.
Missile strikes are number one that's being considered.
The type of strike then becomes the question.
There's...
John Oliver did a fine job, but seems to be support for a limited military strike.
2 to 3 days of bombing,
maybe a 2-day strike, and you're in and you're out.
Okay. Fairly strong. Let's put it in times.
Folks, great to be back after my 2-week break, which, by the way, I did not stand lying around like. The real story was about chemical weapons in Syria.
The United States government now knows that at least 1,429 Syrians were killed in this attack, including at least 426 children. This is the indiscriminate, inconceivable horror of chemical weapons.
The United States has no choice but to attack Syria because dictator Bashar al-Assad is killing his own people with chemical weapons. Before, he was just killing them with bullets. But if America cared about shooting people, we'd be invading Chicago.
In school, it's time for my report, what I did on my summer vacation. This summer, I worked for President Obama and learned to express outrage when that sneaky, lying, not a patriot Edward Snowden leaked the leaks he leaked. But also express appreciation for the debate he started. Thank you, not a patriot Edward Snowden, for starting the conversation this administration was really just about to start anyway. Because we've been so busy prosecuting more leakers than all the previous presidents combined.
Senses tell you.
Destructo is a killing machine. His armor is impervious to our blasters. You got any ideas, Red Falcon?
Sure do, Yellow Falcon. Blue Falcon, you remember our battle at Dango Bluff? I'll take the legs, you take the blasters.
It was Beaver Creek and I took the legs.
Mm-hmm.
about security with, what's that other one? Security with, never mind. I also worked with the State Department and learned all about what is a red line and what is not a red line. What is a coup and what is not a coup. In Egypt, this is not a coup, but this is a coup. Simple, see? Oh, foreign policy is fun, particularly when you can do it from Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, we've eased off the drone strikes, except when we haven't. And finally, this summer I also learned all about science and reassignment surgery. After Bradley Manning was sentenced to the longest prison term of any leaker in U.S. history, the president said, "Call me George W. Obama," and finally came to terms with his true self. And that's what I did on my summer vacation again.
This is Crazy Dave with this week's crazy specials at Drone City. It's the greatest drone sale ever. General Atomics, Scaled Composites, Lockheed Martin. We have all your favorite unmanned aerial vehicles under one roof. Look at this. Autonomous recon drones. No background check required. $49.95. Remotely piloted vehicles. Ground control station included. From just $89.95. Crazy. Come on down. Free hot dogs and free balloons for the kids.
My dad got me this Predator MQ-1 attack drone with AGM Hellfire missiles. And help me set it up.
That's awesome.
Forget Iraqi freedom. It's Operation Fun for the whole family.
Specific targeted attack meant to send a message.
There's a price to be paid for using chemical weapons.
Whack them to punish them. Destroy that palace, destroy the treasury, take out the Department of Commerce.
American armed forces can easily hit targets inside Syria.
We would use cruise missiles and we could certainly use our B-2 bombers.
Tomahawk missiles, surface-to-air missiles.
F-22.
We need an aircraft carrier battle.
We had Drone City! Remember, the FAA says that by 2015 there should be over 7,500 drones in the air over America. Make sure one of them is yours! Just grab the controls, and before they know it, you've got a bird's eye view of your neighbors.
Whether you like it or not, you have to take action.
Becomes the question.
There seems to be support for a limited...
Get out of here, you big bird!
Maximize your control over any situation with minimal risk and minimal collateral damage. Get it all on sale now at Crazy Dave's greatest drone sale ever. Remember, we will not be undersold. We cannot be undersold. We will never be undersold. And we made it. Crazy Dave Drone City. Our prices and our product are insane.
All right, hey, look, this is Furious George Show. Just playing around with some fun clips about Drone City from RMM, previously known as Mike and Raleigh. And also some other fun stuff relating to Stephen Colbert and videos and others making reference to the, hopefully, just threats about World War III, Syria and everything else. We'll talk about that and drones and Power Falcons, who knows what else. Is drums. Can't tell if it's drums or drugs. What is he saying right here? Alright, well, whatever it is, this crazy cool guy, Sector 7G, made this mixtape and called it Furious George. So we play that very often here. It's awesome, fun stuff. And some other fun music where you can learn more about it at furiousg.blogspot.com. Boom. Or go to www.comfm.org. This is micro-powered community-based radio, where we do the fun little local-powered community-based, like non-commercial, seriously non-profit So for all you out there who happen to be listening and who help keep the ceiling above our head, thank you. I used to do this radio. We used to have broadcast micropower radio underneath the ground from old school anarchist collective in Asheville with like water leaking down, and we had like electricity zapping everywhere while the police were trying to find us. This is very comfortable. So in that spirit, I'm gonna try to disrupt all that comfort out there, and I may happen to offend some folks in the process. So if that happens, I apologize. In the meantime, I'm furious.
Strike, and you're in and you're out.
A fairly strong, limited in time strike.
Probably a surgical strike.
126 children. This is the indiscriminate, inconceivable horror of chemical weapons.
The United States has no choice but to attack Syria because dictator Bashar al-Assad is killing his own people with chemical weapons. Before, he was just killing them with bullets.
You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
But if America cared about shooting people, we'd be invading Chicago.
Refers to as the...
It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor.
My mom always said, glass with glass.
Doctor, his heart is beating.
Punish them, destroy that palace, destroy the treasury, take out the Department of Commerce.
American armed forces can easily hit it, target it inside Syria.
We would use cruise missiles, but we could certainly use our B-2 bombers, Tomahawk missiles.
Make sure you shore up that plank, Black Falcon. Are you talking to me? Because I'm the Green Falcon.
No time for that, Black Falcon. Purple Falcon, arm missiles.
Roger that. Arming missiles now.
Battle formations, we're going in.
Hey, Roger, good.
Hold on.
Copy that. Roger.
My Falcon is green.
Hey, we can talk about our Falcon colors when we get back to base.
In Lakeview, Schaumburg, Downers Grove, Aurora, Elmhurst, and Skokie.
Whether in a group or all alone, everything's better when you have your own drone.
As the years pass by, time takes its toll. Rising to the occasion may become more difficult. Your lack of confidence and passion doesn't have to affect your relationships. If your foreign policy is impotent in the face of chemical attacks on civilians, you need FireAgra. Put the power back in your superpower. FireAgra is America's number one response to foreign policy impotence. With a proven formula of cruise missiles and airstrikes, you'll be able to lay down that red line for real. So fire away. Get back on top with FireAgra. Because you don't have to live with foreign policy impotence. FireAgra is not for everyone. If your firing lasts for longer than 8 days, pull out immediately. In clinical trials, FireAgra has led to civilian deaths followed by unchecked rage and aggression. FireAgra is not guaranteed to prevent moral obscenities. And in some extremist cases, FireAgra may lead to outbreaks of ascendant jihadists. Used as directed, FireAgra does not actually prevent foreign policy impotence, but merely increases blood flow and feelings of accomplishment and victorious arousal. Some users of FireAgra may become dependent and even addicted. Previous addiction to FireAgra may lead to increased foreign policy impotence, leading to further reliance on FireAgra.
Surface air missile, F-22.
We need an aircraft carrier battle group stationed in the eastern Mediterranean.
There's no more privacy on the internet. Then again, maybe the stories made you even more determined to protect your communications. Maybe you followed one of the dozens of guides that have sprung up on popular websites telling you how to prevent the NSA from eavesdropping on your texts and emails by using encryption. Well, you're in for some bad news. A new report published jointly by The Guardian, The New York Times, and ProPublica says the NSA has already cracked a lot of the encryption software out there and is actively working to crack the rest using supercomputers, technical trickery, court orders, and behind-the-scenes persuasion. And like most of the NSA programs revealed so far, this one isn't about targeting individuals. It's about decrypting internet traffic on a massive scale. The secret program dubbed Bull Run is the latest NSA spying tool detailed in documents leaked by Edward Snowden. And of all the programs leaked so far, cell phone surveillance, PRISM, spying on allies, Bull Run is apparently the one the NSA considers most hush-hush.
Of an actual CONSTAR call.
CONSTAR, please state the nature of your emergency.
Hey, my brother-in-law is in the car, and he is going on and on about Obamacare.
You know, every small business in America will have to fire everyone.
I cannot seem to control him.
I'm serious. Death panels, biggest tax increase in history.
So we were just going to this grocery store, you know, and I mentioned that my back was hurting. And he just started in.
You know who else had socialized medicine?
Okay, stay calm, sir.
Okay.
May I ask where your brother-in-law gets his news and information?
Well, I don't know. It's either Fox News or where he hangs out at the body shop.
I don't care. They have to wait 7 hours to see a doctor in Canada.
All right, sir. I'm sending you instructions on how to get to the nearest bookstore.
Okay. I'm not even sure he can read.
That's okay, sir. They have picture books, graphic novels, and videos, too.
remotely piloted vehicles, ground control station included, from just $89.95. Crazy! Come on down. Free hot dogs and free balloons for the kids.
My dad got me this Predator MQ-1 attack drone with AGM Hellfire missiles. And help me set it up.
That's awesome.
Forget Iraqi freedom. It's Operation Fun for the whole family at Drone City. Remember, the FAA says that by 2015, there should be over 7,500 drones in the air over America. Make sure one of them is yours. Just grab the controls, and before they know it, you've got a bird's eye view of your neighbors.
Get out of here, you big perv.
Maximize your control over any situation with minimal risk and minimal collateral damage. Get it all on sale now. Oh, at Crazy Dave's greatest drone sale ever!
According to a new report from the Pew Research Center released today, the vast majority of Americans simply want to be safe, happy, rich, comfortable, entertained, thin, and romantically fulfilled. The Onion spoke to a few of the survey's respondents, who also claimed they want to be healthy, fulfilled, and successful, and energized at all times.
All I want is a low-stress job, a nice house, affordable health care, and low gas prices, you know? It'd be nice to have a 35-hour work week, delicious food that's actually good for me, strong friendships, and free high-speed Wi-Fi.
I mean, we're living in the greatest country on Earth. I think I'm entitled to wealth. Love, cheap education, a fair legal process.
According to the survey, 63% of all Americans want their summers to be hot, but not too hot.
August 27th already, can you believe it?
On the brink of war in Syria.
What's the president going to do? What will he decide?
If there's any one of 6, 10, 12 things that we can just think of as a decision right now.
Viagra may lead to outbreaks of ascendant jihadists.
But if America cared about shooting people, we'd be invading Chicago.
Talk
to me.
85% want the government to stop all wars and world hunger and make quick and easy weight loss possible. 93% want to be emotionally satisfied. And 100% of Americans want all of these things all of the time, plus a soulmate, unconditional love from their parents, and a big happy dog.
Isn't that outrageous to want high-quality goods to be manufactured and sold cheaply right here in the USA? And what about racial equality? Enough time to catch up on all the TV shows I've been meaning to watch, year-long-paid maternity leave, high self-esteem.
Access to public libraries, a decent prison system, a new Wes Anderson movie, independence from foreign oil, central air conditioning in every building.
Strong manufacturing sector, affordable beachfront property, healthy fast food.
Free parking right near my job. Water filters that work. You know, like water filters that will really fill up a whole jug really fast.
More arts funding in our schools. Affordable health care, high-speed monorails in every city, free Wi-Fi, decent cell reception. And these are just the basics. I don't want to pay library fines. I don't want to die. I don't want to wait in traffic. I want to lose weight without having to exercise. Low taxes. A solution to global warming. More weekend days.
And she was speaking about coverage of Venezuela in the U.S. media. I remembered something that Aldous Huxley had written in an introduction to Brave New World. He said, lies are powerful, but even more powerful is silence about truth. And it is the omissions, the information of various types, not only statistics, but the human dimensions. The omission of information is really the most powerful way in which the anesthetic of distortion and passivity is administered. I won't say every day, I would say every minute now, because there is no deadline anymore in U.S. news media. The 24-hour cycle is now a nanosecond cycle.
Helping to try to bring some attention to that important issue. The UN Charter is very clear on this point. One nation should not be attacking another nation unilaterally, whatever the rationale might be. And the administration has even attempted to argue that they're trying to vindicate international law, because they're not. Instead, what they're doing is arguing that they're trying to vindicate an international norm. If you pin them down on that, if you inquire further, what you do is you find out that they're relying on the Convention Against Chemical Weapons, and unfortunately, Syria never signed that convention.
Right.
The international law can only enforce treaties and conventions that other countries have signed. So they're left with this very weak argument that there's this norm that they have to enforce. And of course, international law does not involve the enforcement of norms, but rather the enforcement of laws.
I've been to, recently, I've been to South Sudan, spent a fair amount of time with Salva Kiir, the new president there. And I've been up in the north and on the border with Darfur. I have watched from the air as a village was burned. A good friend of mine went along and adopted, brought back a child whose mother had been taken into slavery. He had been hung upside down and had red hot pepper put in his eyes. He's blind. He's at Perkins School right now. I've seen people who... Yeah, I just go on and on. I mean, you know, what is going on in South Sudan, northern South Sudan, and Darfur is horrific. I've been in Uganda. I was there during the war with Idi Amin. They've got some problems now. We have terrible problems down in Mr. Mugabe's Mugabe land in Zimbabwe. North Korea is no paragon of... I mean, once we decide that we're the ones who are going to protect innocent people from bad governments, where does it stop?
It doesn't. And if there's one thing that's clear at this point, whatever the humanitarian impulses that certain people may have, that Americans don't want to be the world's policeman and can't afford to be the world's policeman. The British government
to the shock generator in the next room.
The American
has
estimated this cost America at least $1 billion. That's what's being contemplated. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. As you point out, if we're going to attack Syria, then I guess we'll have to attack Burma. If we're going to attack Burma, I guess we'll have to attack Somalia. If we're going to attack Somalia, I guess we're going to have to attack Nigeria. If we're going to attack Nigeria, we're just going to have to attack Mexico.
Well, and I'd put the Democratic Republic of Congo in there, too. I mean, what's going on there? You know, 5 million people. I mean, this is... It just goes on and on and on.
And
this $1 billion at a time when we're cutting food stamps? Really?
Right. And 20 million Americans are looking for full-time work. And as you point out, 45 million Americans rely upon the government to feed them. How could anybody possibly justify spending $1 billion on lobbing a few missiles into Syria when we know it's not going to lead to an end to the dictatorship? It's not even going to take away their ability to gas their own population.
As we can see, as we learn the latest about Michael Jackson and JoLo and everybody else on cable. Often I've lately thought of the metaphor of the body politic, that for democracy to function in a meaningful way, there has to be a free flow of information and ideas, a circulation of analysis, debate, facts, contention, different views of the world simultaneously competing or at least contesting in the public arena. And we have in the United States, despite all the rhetoric that we get, systemic blockage of the body politic. And we know what happens physiologically when there's blockage in a circulatory system. But chronically in the US society, we've had these sort of blockages, the concentrations of capital, of power, of capacity to pass along information, to have debate blocked and blocked and blocked. And we've seen the results again and again manifested, including, not only, but including in terms of war, the country being dragged into one war after another.
Military-wise, are you for action at this point?
At this point, absolutely not.
Even though you don't want action, what would you recommend?
Responsible for anything that happens here. Continue, please.
All right, next one. Slow. Walk, dance, truck, music.
Two-thirds of volunteers were prepared to administer a potentially fatal electric shock when encouraged to do so by what they perceived as a legitimate authority figure.
Should kill Assad.
You might as well kill him.
You got 24 hours. Get out of your...
I think the president will look even more foolish than he is already if he doesn't use military force.
And it was only after War Made Easy came out that I realized of all the different meanings that the phrase had for me and that I was trying to include in the title, there was one I hadn't thought of when it came off the press, and that was also class war. That war from the top down on the basis of class is also made easy so many ways through the punditocracy, through the ways in which government officials function and don't function, through the routine ways in which some reporting goes on and other reporting does not. The most powerful propaganda being what blends in with the scenery. You know, it's a truism. You know, Deborah and I and Jim and people here in general, we have a bias. We have a political agenda. Unlike Dan Rather, Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw, because they blend in with the scenery, which is the definition of balance.
If you try. If you try.
It would be at most a slap on the wrist and an ineffective one at that.
We have a long history. You know, Ronald Reagan did it with Grenada, arguably a few other places. Clinton in Bosnia, although, you know, there was a lot, an enormous amount of world pressure on that. But we have a long history of presidents wanting to have small, successful wars. George Bush Jr. pointed out that if his father's war had lasted not 3 days, but 30 days or maybe three or four months, that he probably would have gotten reelected. And there's this impulse to do this. I'm wondering if you have any interest in speculating about what the motives behind this might be, or if you're simply asserting that there's no reason for us to be there.
Well, the latter. I'm not really interested in doing some kind of proctological examination of the president's motives or Secretary Kerry's motives or anything like that. But I don't get to vote on their motives. I do get to vote on their plans and their proposals, and I'm going to be voting against it.
Only a few high-ranking officials within the agency knew the true scope of the program. And there's a good reason why. Much of it may be illegal. The report says the NSA spends $250 million a year gaining keys to companies' encryption software and encrypted products. And if a company doesn't cooperate, the report also hints the agency might just hack into the company databases and take what it needs anyway. Another reason Bull Run is so top secret is the notion that if terrorists know which encryption software has been compromised, they'll stop using it, leaving U.S. intelligence in the dark. That's why the government requested the paper's report not be published. But obviously they did it anyway. ProPublica justified its decision to go to print by saying the threat to civil liberties if the surveillance programs were ever misused outweighs the threat of terrorism, even comparing the NSA's eavesdropping to mind reading.
Structure and the wallpaper that is put up in the echo chambers of the news media. There are assumptions. For, I mean, if Adam Smith came back, he would be considered by the Wall Street editorial page to be a Marxist, because he didn't really believe that wealth creates all labor. He had it backwards in terms of the tacit and sometimes explicit orthodoxy of the U.S. news media projected out onto the world. And so routinely on so-called public radio, on NPR, on PRI, we get business reports, we get the hourly updates on every tick of the Dow and the FTSE and on, and we don't have either, let alone a daily or an hourly, a weekly labor program. You pick up the Sun Sentinel or the New York Times or any other daily paper in the country, large, small, they all have a business section, not one has a labor section. Why? Because the assumption, you know, there are only 100 plus million people in the country working or trying to work for a living every day. Three leaders of industrial complex. That phrase is rarely mentioned in the U.S. news media, and even more rarely mentioned in a serious way, if it is recalled as kind of a toss-off phrase. They're rejected, we may not get free fall. Leaders. Dwight Eisenhower, when he talked about the military-industrial complex, that phrase is rarely mentioned in the U.S. news media, and even more rarely mentioned in a serious way, if it is recalled as kind of a toss-off phrase. Even less, really, is discussion of Eisenhower's Cross of Iron speech. And today we could say, and this could be a powerful sort of grounded message having to do with the economy, having to do with people's lives, echoing what Eisenhower said several decades ago, that every tank, every battleship, every bomber, every bullet is in a real sense a theft from the children of the world. That's a powerful, real, human-based analysis and message rarely heard in the news media of this country. If you, for instance, watch Washington Week in Review on PBS on Friday night, and if you can stay through the whole half hour and be awake at the end of it, you'll notice that there's a lot of commercial plugs at the beginning and end.
But all is not lost. As Snowden himself said in his original Guardian interview, good encryption is still the best way to avoid NSA spying. The agency has cracked everything. Yes. And in a helpful guide, the Guardian explains exactly what good encryption is. Public domain, not commercial, since companies have likely been pressured to give the keys to the NSA. And if you really don't want the NSA to have access,
fire aggro does not actually prevent foreign policy impotence, but merely increases blood flow and feelings of accomplishment and victorious arousal. Some users of fire aggro have become dependent and even addicted. Previous addiction to fire aggro may lead to increased foreign policy impotence, leading to further reliance on fire aggro. Ask your president if fire aggro is right for you.
But here's the issue, is that you're gonna give me an order, I'm not gonna know you're talking to me.
Remember, we will not be undersold. We cannot be undersold. We will never be undersold. And we made it. Crazy Dave's Drone City. Our prices and our products are insane.
So you have the first of this year, a company with, you might say, a passing interest in decision-making in Washington, the Boeing Corporation, has signed on as a, I can't say an advertiser, are able to purchase enhanced underwriter credits. They're not commercials. You'll notice the difference on PBS. You know you're not watching a commercial when it's Mozart and when they're Volvos, and it's very, you know, kind of erudite sounding in terms of ambience.
I'm not in the Black Falcon.
Come on, chill it out, Black Falcon.
Yeah, Black Falcon, relax.
First of all, I don't like the way you guys are saying black. Second of all, there is no Black Falcon. I'm Green Falcon.
Black Falcon, homie, no one's trying to get up in your grill here.
Don't talk to me like that.
Obama wanted to drop Miley Cyrus on Damascus.
General Atomics, Scaled Composites, Lockheed Martin, we have all your favorite unmanned aerial vehicles under one roof. Look at this. Autonomous recon drones. No background check required. $49.95. Remotely piloted vehicles. Ground control station included. From just $89.95. Crazy. When I turned on the radio, found out all I needed to
further reliance on Fire Agra. Ask your president if Fire Agra is right for you.
Get off my plane.
And then we're in another one. Yeah, and I'll make this my final point. Whatever you'd like. My biggest concern here is, given the fact that Russia and Iran have very substantial interests in the region and treaty interests in the region, as do we with other countries in the region, that this could have the potential, and I realize it's remote, could have the potential to be an arch. Curious.
Hey, listening there in the background. I'm Furious George. Appreciate what you're doing. Thanks for being a part of the micro-powered community-based radio experience. This is WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. We're gonna spin some fun stuff for a little bit longer, and oh man, there's some fun things to talk about radio wise. So we spotlighted some stuff from Alan Grayson, a great spokesperson here. So look, tell Congress don't attack Syria. We also heard from Norm Solomon, some fun stuff from The Onion. A guy named Rocky Mountain Mike. We heard from the Power Falcons. Of course, Mike Frary, Stephen Colbert, and others. So that's what we do every Thursday. We just throw all these crazy sounds at you. That there in the background is something from this guy named Cut Chemist. And, that's the crazy beat. Then we also have the Few from Furious George thing we've been playing, spotlighting Sector 7G. Yeah, this is a Stone's Throw podcast. Say that three times real fast. If you want to learn more about Furious G, go to furiousg.blogspot.com or go to wcomfm.org. Learn more about Mike Power Radio, Chapel Carbo 103.5. Thanks for listening. I'm Furious. I'll be back next week. You're writing for us again. The sun doesn't sound like May.
Furthermore, we have satellite photos of him punching your mother and sodomizing a baseball.
Oh. In fact, I actually got Purple Polly to keep my other parakeet company. Okay, this is imperfect Polly.
You're a constant disappointment.
What would you like your name to be if you could pick a weather name? What are your two favorite weather patterns? Just slam them together.
Well, I do love the wind.
Well, you know, I call and I talk to people who do the PR for Washington Week in Review, and it used to be called White Washington Week in Review informally, but they've made some, you know, cosmetic changes. And they said, well, you know, of course this doesn't influence us, which is the standard matter here in terms of the message from the PR department, but you watch the show and you realize the way in which certain topics are simply, and again, this goes to the propaganda function of omission, absolutely off the table. Somebody quotes Eisenhower along the lines that I've just discussed, not really something that would enhance the possibilities of Boeing renewing. These are obviously topics that have been redefined as highly controversial and even worse, not worth exploring because they're not part of the agenda, political agenda of the country, which is to say certain agendas.
Bitch.
Why you gotta bother me, man?
Because I'm not doing very well at school. I'm reading at a third grade level. I really don't want to get left back. So when I see somebody reading for fun, it makes me feel that much more stupid. And then I get mad.
I didn't know that. Thanks so much for opening up to me.
Shut up, queer.
I don't understand. Why you gotta go there?
I've been having sexual fantasies about some of the other guys at school.
What?
Give me that. I'm afraid of these feelings and what they might mean. It's like because I hate myself so much, I gotta point that hate outward towards you.
Okay. You understand this on such a deep level that
I don't understand. Now I'm gonna punish you physically for acknowledging my emotional problem.
Wait, I was gonna say, if you understand yourself so well, then maybe you should try working on changing it.
Of course I wanna change it. But it's the only defense mechanism I have against deeper, more terrifying problems buried inside of me.
Doctors won't take Medicare no more.
Shut up. With Con Star, if you're faced with neocon logic, you're never more than the touch of a button away from actual thinking people.
This is Con Star.
Hello, Con Star. I can't get the doors or windows unlocked. My uncle is yammering on about Ben Ghazi.
Watched live video. He did not do anything about
it. Just shut up, Uncle. I'm
talking with the
ConStar
lady.
Oh, you are just stupid. Okay, ma'am. I'm deploying the passenger side airbag. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Is there anything else you need?
No, ma'am.
These were recordings of actual ConStar calls. When you find yourself surrounded by life's little accidents, we're there for you. ConStar.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Central America. I found this tremendous set of parallels where we've had a lot of Hitlers around in U.S. foreign policy. And if you go back to the mid-1980s, then Secretary of State George Shultz went on a public stump in front of a podium and said in the mid-1980s that a friend of his had just returned from Sandinista-ruled Nicaragua, and it reminded his friend of the Third Reich. So if you can go there in terms of Hitler analogies, you can go pretty much anywhere. And we've had a lot of different Hitlers over the years in the U.S. news media. Ho Chi Minh, there were a lot of invocations to the idea of you can't have another Munich, you know, the man with the umbrella and Chamberlain. And this time, we're not going to engage in appeasement. And so that was a lot of, you know, the underpinning of the media rationale for continuing the Vietnam War. Well, then you just walk through the Hitlers we've had since then, including Noriega, who we were told when he was arrested, one of his offices had a picture of Hitler on the wall. It also had a picture of Moshe Dayan, but they didn't go into that. You also had, of course, Slobodan Milosevic. He was a Hitler. You had Saddam Hussein, who became a Hitler a few years after, in December of 1983, Donald Rumsfeld, representing the Reagan administration, went to Baghdad, and there's the famous photo, although it's not in the U.S. news media much, of the handshake deal where they were going to increase agricultural credits and precursor chemicals for chemical weapons and all sorts of aid to Saddam Hussein's regime. When you're alone.
As if parents of teenagers don't have enough to worry about, add this to the list. Fear that their kids are getting high just listening to music.
Fuck off!
fear that their kids are getting high just listening to music.
We teach the kids how to build it for themselves, lads.
Silver and pretend to be statues earn on average $10 million per year. The Onion sat down with economist Mark Cosgrave to learn more about the money-making potential of this highly lucrative employment path.
As it stands now, individuals who spray paint their entire body silver and then stand on a street corner as if they were some kind of sculpture can expect to draw salaries that extend well into the eight-figure range. Truly, for anyone looking for a low-risk, high-reward venture, there's no more.
To the beat of my own drum, I'm marching, bruv. So come and have a go. If you think that you're hard enough, 10 times
traffic areas, New York's Times Square would invariably be bringing in millions more.
That those individuals who have outfitted themselves with silver painted boxes and can move their limbs stiffly as if they were a robot? I mean, it's hundreds of times as much. At this point, I would say that the only job that offers anywhere near that kind of earning potential is dressing up like Batman and allowing people to pose for photos with you. And those guys who play paint buckets like drums have historically done well for themselves. But honestly, the recession hit these professions pretty hard. A lot of people.
Thank you.